Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the FDA has on its radar that we have some issues with our COVID-19 tests and a lot of false negatives. Duh. When somebody goes, I am COVID negative, so I am footloose and fancy free. Have you guys? I remember my mom saying that. I was like, you know, so to use some old 50s terms. You know, how you doing, Mom? I am footloose and fancy free. I don't really know what that means. You know, and then Footloose came out. I'm like, oh, I get what footloose means, I think. It's where you kind of dance and you tick off the preacher. So, yeah, and sleep with his daughter. I guess that's what footloose is. So, for those of you that have had a negative COVID test, even though you are coughing and sneezing and body aching and don't have any sense of smell or taste and, you know, having low-grade fever, and you think you're footloose and fancy free, don't be footloose and fancy free. You might still have COVID. Apparently in California, over 100-plus testing sites in California have been using certain tests that I think had to get recalled because they were producing false negatives. Now, I talked to you guys about the whole false negative thing. When I heard that many of these tests were being done with a nasal swab, and I just say, oh, I'm just going to go kind of in the nose, you know, like, you know, where boogies are. But, you know, you need to take it all the way back to the back pharyngeal wall so you feel like it's going all the way back to your brain, even though it's not. I know how people are. I can't even get them to gag so I can look in the back of their throats and see, you know, as much of their tongue and their pharynx as possible. So if somebody goes, oh, no, oh, no, here, just, you're done. Well, if you're not getting a good sample and then the test comes out negative, well, duh, that's not an accurate sample. Same thing with kids. No, we're talking about, well, you know, this new CDC rule of coming back to the United States. If you're going to go out of the United States and fly back, kids over 2 years old are going to have to get tested. How many kids sit still and let you do a full-blown nasopharyngeal swab? So the FDA has kind of warned everybody, look, you got to do the test right. Also, you have to do the test within a certain time frame. Now, I've noticed that these tests are pretty accurate when you're about day four. Most of the tests, especially the PCR tests, you got the antigen test and then you got the PCR test. The antigens pick up viral pieces. The PCR tests pick up genetic material. The genetic material PCR tests are pretty accurate. Those are pretty good, assuming you get a good sample. You can even do a throat swab for the PCR and it'll pick it up. But when you're doing an antigen test, you need to pick up virus pieces of its skeleton. So you gotta get a good sample in there. And if somebody's kind of ducking going, no, oh, no, leave it alone. You're not gonna get a good sample. So when I hear somebody's COVID test was negative, you know, and they're sitting there coughing and, you know, having all the signs and symptoms of a cold, you know, I still tell them, well, look, even if you're COVID negative, still isolate because you have some sort of a cold. And so, you know, you might be COVID negative, but you can still be transmitting something. No, I want to go back to work. So the FDA is on it. I believe it was the curative test that was being used in Los Angeles and other major metropolitan areas. I believe the FDA has notified Congress about the high rate of false negatives. And, which means all these numbers saying, oh, we've had this positivity, it's now going to go up. Once they figure out how to get a better sample and get better, you know, sensitivities, Right? All right. And specificities, I think sensitivity is the right word for it. Then we're going to see the positivities and numbers go up, and then unfortunately more lockdowns. So that's a problem. But many of you guys are really freaking out about not being allowed to come back home to the United States. This is why I told you guys, and some of you got mad at me. Ooh, I hate it when you guys get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Please don't get mad at me. When I told you guys Christmas time that the rules change like that, and if you're going to be traveling and your state all of a sudden says, nope, you don't get to come back without a test, or you don't get to come back without going through a quarantine, you need to kind of plan that out. Well, luckily, all right, you know, we didn't see those changes, but we are seeing something on a national level where we just spoke about this. The CDC is saying you're flying back home to the United States, whether you're a non-U.S. citizen or a U.S. citizen. You want to come back home, show us your negative COVID test. Then, when you do come home, you need to get tested a few days later and still be in quarantine. I believe anywhere from 3 to 7 days. Now, I was just talking about how, you know, hubby and I and the kids, we were thinking about we're going to do a boat trip in May, you know, where we, you know, we're going to be, it's actually cheap now. It's really cheap to travel. We're going to be in the Caribbean on a boat, fishing and snorkeling and scuba diving. Where do I find on the island COVID testing? And COVID testing that is, you know, FDA approved, you know, when you're not, you know, in America. So for those of you guys that are planning out-of-country travel, this ban on returning back to the United States, or these rules, start January 26th. But once you start a rule, the rollback of it is hard. I mean, look at what's been happening with the lockdowns. Once you lock down, okay, when do you relieve the lockdown? So once something's in place, all right, I don't know if I would put my money on by the spring or the summer this lockdown lifted. If America is so decimated and so done with COVID and done with the lockdowns, they might be like, no, there's new strains in South Africa, there's new strains in the UK, there's a possible new strain in Japan. No, all of you guys have to prove you're COVID-free. So, you know, I want to come back home. I want to come home. So I might not travel. I might still wait. I don't want us to stop living. But I will be gosh darned if I am not allowed to come back home to my pets, to my job, because I can't find a place to test me for COVID. Now, if there is a way to get an at-home test kit to take with you, then when you travel, but again, I don't know which tests are going to be allowed. And how do they trust other countries' testing? How do we know if it's even sensitive? If we have false negative tests, how do we trust tests in the middle of the Caribbean? 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't play the lottery. I live in Las Vegas. I maybe once a year might play a little blackjack or join a poker tournament, but I'm not a big gambler because my father gambled a lot and he lost a lot of money. And I don't know why he wasn't, you know, he was the strongest man I know, but I don't know how he could be so vulnerable, you know, to the sirens of the casino and the, you know, craps. He loved craps. I play a little bit of roulette, and I actually do really well when I play, but the reason why is $20 is my limit. Right, so I'll find a $5 table, yeah, and then I'll play, and if I can make that go up to $60 or $100, great. If I lose the 20, I'm done. So I'll talk more about how to deal with gambling and how to kind of, you know, fight off the edge. Because some people, they come to Vegas and they just go crazy. And then you leave depressed. And I don't want people to leave depressed. I want people to come back to Vegas and have a good time. Well, the one thing I've learned to avoid, because I have never won, is the lottery. Yeah, no, I've never won the lottery. I know, big surprise, right? So the Mega Millions jackpot has risen, however, to $750 million. There has been no winner now for 17 weeks, and they believe this is the fifth largest prize in U.S. history. They say the jackpot for last night's Mega Millions was $625. Now it's estimated to be $750 million. Before the drawing on Friday. Now, Tuesday's drawing produced a total of 3.7 million winning tickets. Nine matched the five white balls to win the game's second prize. Nearly all jackpot winners actually take the cash option. So if you took the cash option winning Friday's Mega Million drawings, it's $550.6 million. Okay, maybe I'll play. I don't know. I can't buy lottery tickets in my state. I can't. I'm in Nevada, so we can't access. We don't get lottery. We have to go to the border. There's Prim. There's a city on the border, and there's a place that sells lottery tickets. It makes a killing all the time. So we have to basically drive about 40 miles out to get it. So by the time I spend money on gas there and back, I lose time working, seeing patients. And then I don't win. I just don't play. But I gotta tell you, man, this sounds good. This sounds good. The numbers that were drawn yesterday were 12, 14, 26, 28, 33. Mega Ball was number 9. So what are the odds of winning Powerball? 1 in 292.2 million. Mega Millions? 1 in 302.5 million. Everybody thinks, oh, it's going to be me. It's going to be me. And why do people think that? Why do people think that, you know, something that's harder to do than getting struck by lightning or falling into a volcano is something that's in your future? Because we see somebody in sweatpants or a muumuu, you know, or, you know, who hasn't had an eyebrow wax win the lottery. And we go, well, that's me. I don't wax my eyebrows like I should. I wear muumuus. That's me. So, you know, people want to win. People want to be rich just like that. Wasn't there a story or a TV show that looked at lottery winners and the average lottery winner still isn't rich? They're alone. They're hated by their family because everybody comes out asking for money. You know, oh, well, I'm your third cousin once removed. Everybody, yeah, everybody and their mother starts to come and be your friend. They're like, but I don't understand. You have all this money. And you're like, well, you don't understand. When I take the cash option, the government takes 40%, right? Then I have this money, right? But I have a house payment, I have a car payment, college. You start to find things to pay. Then you're like, maybe I better up security. So then you start to up security. Then you buy some toys, start to notice the money start to go down. Now, mind you, I mean, $550 million, if you, you know, lose a couple hundred to taxes, you're still doing well. I don't know what I would do. If I won the lottery, I would probably, you know, pay for my family's houses, you know, put all my, you know, nieces and nephews to college. I would probably get some plastic surgery. I am long overdue for some plastic surgery. And yes, I would do the eyebrow wax and upper lip wax. Yes, I would include that. I would, though, probably want to build a hospital. But you see, once you start, you know, thinking of that, because I'm like, you know what? I want to build a hospital. Or I want to donate. I want, okay, if I'm going to build a hospital, that's easy, $100 million. You know, so now you're like, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. Well, you know, that takes money. You know, so would I put it in the stock market? I don't know. You know, I want to, you know, would I buy some CDs maybe? I mean, I would like to make some interest. You know, I'd like the money to just kind of feed itself so I don't have to work. But then again, I'm a workaholic. But, yeah, it's not as glorious as it is. But, you know, There's a lot of Mega Million jackpots. For some reason, South Carolina's went up to $1.5 billion. That was back in 2018. Illinois, Kansas, and Maryland was $656 million in 2012. California, Georgia had a $648 million jackpot. But $1.5 billion out of South Carolina. So, you know, what is it about gambling? I'm noticing people are gambling more. I mean, I'm here in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas got hit really hard with COVID. Casinos closed. But, man, people still gamble. Well, what is it? Well, one is, right, when you win money for doing, when you get money for nothing, right, money for nothing and your chicks for free, when you get your money for nothing, it is euphoric. When you win that blackjack hand, it is so euphoric, it's like a drug. You want to do it again and again. And I see people win, and I go, you don't look excited. Well, because they get numb. I don't know if you've ever received a narcotic. When I was giving birth, they gave me Demerol. The very first shot of Demerol I ever had in my life. This was with my first baby. And I got to tell you, it was incredible. It was psychedelic. It was just like it was on Look Who's Talking movies, right, with Bruce Willis, Kirstie Alley, where it's like, whoa. Then the pain, I was in labor for 5 days. You know, I had to even be sent home, you know, because just nothing was budging and the labor was so bad. So by day five, I'm like, just give me something. And then the second shot didn't do that much. The same thing with gambling. You win. The very first time you win, it's like, ah, and then you are, you don't walk away. But you need to know when to hold them. You need to know when to fold them. You need to know when to walk away, and you need to know when to run. All right? Thank you, Kenny Rogers. So people don't run. They take their money. You know, you need to take that money. And, you know, I was playing roulette, and there was a bachelor party going on. And a guy comes over to our table, and he puts $100 on black 17. And he wins. It lands on black 17. I forget how many thousands of dollars he won. I forget the odds. But he took the money and he walked away. I was like, smart guy. Lucky guy. You know? Like, yeah, I wish he wasn't getting married. But, you know, you never see that. I did see it, but you never see it. Now, I've spoken a lot about how casinos, they know how to trap you. Right? And I'm not saying this to be negative about casinos. I get it. But, you know, the bathroom. How easy is it to find a bathroom in a casino? Well, you know, before with the slot machines, you would have to wait for, let's say, your wife to be in the bathroom. So what would you do? You'd stand and play slot machines. So there was always slot machines near the bathroom. The bathroom is always kind of buried inside the casino. So you can't just walk into the bathroom. You have to go through the casino, possibly gamble, to get to the bathroom. The carpet, a lot of these carpets, I remember in the 80s, were very ugly. Not because somebody didn't know how to style, but they did it to wake you up. The colors were red and orange, and there were triangles and weird circles and weird kaleidoscope-looking things because they didn't want you to fall asleep and go home. They wanted you to wake up, be perked up, and still gamble. The green of the blackjack tables and of the roulette tables is like a soothing green. It's an inviting color. You want to look to the green, just like with trees and forests. Green is a very attractive color. The ching, ching, ching and the sounds of the coins dropping with the slot machines. Now everything's electronic, but people play less slots. Why? Because people would like to hear the ching, ching, ching. The feel of the poker chips. The feel of the poker chips, you just want to play with them and you want to have them in your hand. I love playing around with poker chips, even though I don't play. They just have a feel. So all your senses are being, basically ambushed when you play in a casino. And you gotta outsmart it. You can have fun, you know, but you don't want to lose everything. You gotta learn how to put that poker chip down. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats in the House of Representatives filed a single article of impeachment against President Donald Trump on Wednesday in the aftermath of the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. A full House vote set for later on Wednesday. The House did pass a procedural vote regarding the impeachment. Before that, there was debate on the House floor, and Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says now's not the time to impeach the president.
I said this last night. I do not know where all this goes, and this is frightening for the country. We should defeat this rule, and we should defeat the impeachment resolution when it comes up.
At least five Republicans set to vote for impeaching the president. Republican Congressman Liz Cheney, one of those. Now she's being called to be kicked out of her position as the number three Republican in the House. This is USA Radio News. The CDC says over 9 million Americans have received the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar saying more vaccine doses are being released to the general public, and now they're recommending everyone over the age of 65 receive a vaccine. Dr. Ajish Jha is the Dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He joins ABC's Good Morning America to discuss some of the latest moves by the CDC and Health and Human Services.
I think this is, first of all, a really good move on Secretary Azar's part. You know, we're holding way too many vaccine doses back. We're in a crisis. And what people are saying is, let's get those doses out to people. The production system is working. We'll get second doses to everybody.
PBS has fired attorney Michael Beller, who called for children of Trump supporters to be put into re-education camps. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this next listener question, he wants to be anonymous, and it's a very, very long email. So I don't want to, if I could sum it up, he's a conservative, and his small company uses Verizon, uses American Express, and let me read through this, and Amazon. And his bank is Citigroup. And he's concerned that he might feel backlash. And he's very public about his conservative views and asks for some advice. He cannot go off social media because his business has to do with social media. Okay, so this is, I love the questions, and I talk a lot about employers and employees and economy a lot on the show because it all has to do with health. I mean, you can't, be healthy if you're, not having access to health care and unemployed and stressed and, working in a toxic work environment. And, for those of you that haven't been watching the news, because you might have turned it off the last couple weeks, and I do not blame you one bit, but currently we are seeing our President Trump get canceled. The term canceled is a term that has been used over the last 12 months to rid social acknowledgement of a person or being who has been accused of racism, accused of homophobic, accused of being chauvinistic, sexist, accused of a whole variety of things. And the president, you would think, president, whether it was Bush or Obama or Clinton, might have statues, they might have, schools or libraries named after them. There is a huge push to quote-unquote cancel President Trump. In fact, we are being told that some companies will not hire anybody from the Trump administration. We are being told that in New York City, they are severing all ties with the Trump organization, including 30-year-old contracts with his Central Park skating rinks, Bronx golf course. Why? Because of the riot that happened on Capitol Hill after the Save America rally. And for those companies that felt that President Trump induced the violence and urged the violence and told people to fight, which is unfortunately a horrible narrative that I see many congresspeople and many politicians do. Maxine Waters, I think I heard Madonna. I was a big fan of Madonna. Madonna said she thought of blowing up the White House. So unfortunately, we see a huge lackadaisical attitude from people in political power to say, you need to fight, you need to fight, you need to stop this. We're going to, take him to the back of the gym and beat him up. I want to punch Trump. These are things that have been pervasive, unfortunately, in our news. I was saying years ago, I can't stand seeing people bag on President Obama, even if I disagree with the ACA. He's a president. There's supposed to be a respect we are instilling in our children to look at when they look at political figures. And when you talk about beating up or punching President Trump in the face or beating up Obama or whatever people were saying in the news, it had to stop. But right now, it's stopping with President Trump. It's not stopping with the other politicians. It's stopping with President Trump because of what happened with the riots, which was awful. And I think none of us could have believed that it went that far. And it unfortunately showed how vulnerable our Capitol is. It could have even been so much worse. So the canceling of President Trump is including companies now that are extending their support for conservatives in the GOP by stopping political contributions. So we didn't really talk about this because it wasn't a question, but when my listeners have questions on it, we'll talk about it, and I'll answer your question. So companies that have temporarily stopped giving to members who oppose the election results. So now it's extended beyond the Capitol Hill riots. These are people that supported Trump. Now will lose support, financial support from Marriott, Hallmark. Hallmark is actually asking for the money to come back. I'm dying to see what the Hallmark card for that looks like, right? You're the greatest person in all the world, and you're all the world to me. Now give me my money back. So I'm dying to see how Hallmark, right, sends a card asking for senators Josh Hawley and Roger Marshall to return donations. Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, according to The Hill, is going to suspend contributions to lawmakers who voted to undermine our democracy. Best Buy, Amazon, Dell, Airbnb, Dow Chemical, Comcast, AT&T, American Express, Verizon, Commerce Bank. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is going to halt political contributions to lawmakers. They didn't name the particular lawmakers. Walt Disney. Walt Disney will not make political contributions in 2021 to lawmakers who voted to reject the certification of the Electoral College, they say. Companies that have temporarily stopped all political giving is Facebook, BP, Oil, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, Google, Microsoft, Ford, Charles Schwab, Marathon Petroleum, ConocoPhillips, Managed Funds Association, Kroger, CME Group. There's more. But what's happening now, personally, I think it's a great excuse to save money. I don't see how anybody in their budget has money now for politics. After what we saw was spent, what, $450 million was spent on the Georgia runoff? If I was a company, I'd really spend that money on my employees, spend it on the new health care programs that are probably going to be mandated and the high deductibles, maybe help pay for HSAs. So I think a lot of companies are probably looking at what's going on as, you know what, let's save some money, let's not donate. However, we keep hearing day after day an extension of somebody who supported Trump getting kicked off, let's say, the Harvard board, or getting kicked off, I don't know, or losing their job, or not being able to be hired. So if you are a company that has been public with your political views, I never advise that, by the way. I think we should be proud of who we are. But I've always said this. Be very careful talking about politics and religion because you don't know who your audience is. And, well, I'm a radio host. Okay, so radio hosts talk about it. But, you know, you think, well, I'm in sacred ground. I have an audience. All these people love me. You know, even gun stores have to, you know, still be careful about who they... You don't assume somebody feels a certain way. Then you have to realize that your consumers might not want to talk about politics or hear about politics. I have to be aware of that even as a radio host. Just because some questions, you know, patients or listeners ask me about politics doesn't mean that that has to be all about what I do. So if you feel you are about to get canceled, I don't know what the answer is. This whole cancel culture is very new to me. We're seeing people who did things, idiotic things, as children and as teenagers, being affected by it, now possibly to the unlimited future. And I would have never thought that we would live in a country where you can't be pro a politician and think there's going to be a backlash. Now, hopefully, Target and Walmart and other places that have decided to not, you know, do political contributions won't extend that to certain vendors. I'm sure that these companies, you know, realize that half the country feels one way, half the country feels another. But I urge everybody to really be careful about where our next, you know, few months or years are going. And it's a real, real shame because I don't want to live in fear of what somebody might do, but we're seeing some very odd things that should have been protected by our rights that aren't being protected. So I hope that kind of answers your question. You know, hopefully you'll still be able to do business as is, but just, you know, keep in mind what you're posting out there. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we still don't have a lot of news on the obstetrician, the Miami physician that died after receiving his COVID vaccine. If you remember, we talked about this last week. 56-year-old Dr. Gregory Michael received the Pfizer COVID vaccine. 3 days after he received the vaccine, he started to see little blood dots on the bottom of his hands and feet. These petechiae, or little micro hemorrhages, small hemorrhages, signify somebody doesn't have good clotting factors. He immediately went to the hospital, and they checked his platelet levels. Platelets are supposed to be between 150,000, 450,000. His platelet levels were down to zero. So they tried to give him platelets. I believe they tried to give him IVIG to help block the immune system that was fighting the platelets. But he was diagnosed with acute ITP, idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. It's a blood disorder that's caused by the body either getting a cold or a vaccine and the immune system being triggered to turn around and fight the clotting factors, the platelets in the body. If your immune system starts to fight the clotting factors and beat up and eat up the clotting factors, then unfortunately what happens is you can't make clots. So if you accidentally bang into a door or trip on something or stub your toe, you'll bleed internally. Unfortunately, Dr. Michael died 16 days total after his shot because he ended up having a bleed to the brain. We are being told that Pfizer is, quote, actively investigating the case, according to Daily Mail, but Pfizer does not believe there is any direct connection to the vaccine. The Florida Department of Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating thoroughly, from what we understand. His wife, who had posted, saying a, I believe it was a Facebook post, and I had read it to you guys earlier last week, said he was very healthy. He never had an immune disorder. He didn't have any condition that could have caused this. So they're deducing it was the vaccine. She said, in my mind, his death was 100% linked to the vaccine. There is no other explanation. Now, that's what makes this so darn difficult when it comes to vaccines. You can't prove the vaccine did it. You can't prove the vaccine didn't. That's why we're in such chaos when it comes to parents and anti-vaxxers saying, look, show me the proof that it's safe. Because many don't believe that when there is a reaction, it's not going to be made public or it's going to be denied. Now, there is a system, the VAERS system, the vaccine adverse, it's an adverse event reporting system that the government has, and everybody is required, if you are a medical provider, to report a side effect to a vaccine. You have to list what vaccine it is, give the lot number, give all the information about the vaccine, when it was given, where it was given, to whom it was given, and then the country investigates. Many of you are thinking, gosh, there's a lot of vaccine side effects with this COVID vaccine. Well, the problem we have with that is it's all relative. When people get the flu vaccine, some get it at the end of August, some get it in September, some get it in October, some get the vaccine in November. It's January, and I just talked to a patient that just got their flu vaccine. So the vaccines throughout the country are given out over a period of months. So if there are side effects, the numbers might be more diluted because of all the months in between, and the media might not cover it because it might not be a very sexy headline, like something with COVID. Yet this COVID possible death, many eyes are on this case because they want to see what the government does. Is the government going to try to cover up and say, nope, has nothing to do with the vaccine? Or is the government going to falsely accuse the vaccine of causing something that might not have happened? You need to be very, very careful when you say a vaccine caused somebody to undergo an ITP, an immune reaction, where it fights off their platelets and causes them to bleed to death internally. That you need to be very careful and you need to be very sure. And if Florida health officials or the CDC or Pfizer can't say it was truly the vaccine, then should they admit guilt? Should they? I don't know if any of you have ever prepared for a deposition or for a court case, But if somebody asks you if the color of the sky is blue, you don't say, well, I think the color is more this. Just say yes or no. Only answer what they want you to answer. So if somebody is grilling, let's say Pfizer on, has your vaccine ever caused this reaction? Nope. They don't have any proof of this happening in their clinical trials. Do you believe the vaccine has the potential? Nope. Well, they can expand on that. But if somebody's not going to be willing to say, yeah, I think there is that chance. No, people need to know 100%. Now, where do I stand on this? Well, I believe that there is the 1 in 1 million or 1 in 200 million or lottery chances that you take any medication or any vaccine and it can cause ITP. We've seen it in multiple different vaccine cases. It doesn't get advertised or promoted or covered in the news, but it does happen. So I'm not shocked. I believe it's definitely a possibility. Now, what do we do? We have a deadly virus that's ravaging throughout the country. Some people get the sniffles. Some people get consumed and die. It's not going away anytime soon, and we have a vaccine. For me, we're going to go and take the vaccine. I'm nervous. I'm always nervous when I get a vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm not going to lie to you guys. I always get a little nervous when I get a vaccine or my kids get a vaccine. Because as a physician, I know there's the 1 in 1 million chance of something happening. I always pray after I get a vaccine. I pray the day after the vaccine. I pray every day, but when it comes to the vaccine, I do extra prayers. Do I feel confident that the average person will not have this reaction? Absolutely. Do I believe this could have happened to a very healthy doctor? Yes. But there's no way to prove it. There's no blood test. There's no way to do that. There's no way to tell. So I know it's frustrating. Many of you want answers. This was one. There's been close to 10 million vaccines given out. This 1 in 10 million reaction is scary. You know, and if there were others that weren't reported, I understand people's concerns that not every side effect might be reported. On Facebook, we have a Facebook page called COVID Vaccine Experiences, Good, Bad, Neutral. So people can, apolitically, put their COVID vaccine experience. For those of you that want to know how people are doing after they get their COVID vaccine or what the experience was like, there's positive, negative, and neutral comments that are being put. Go to the Facebook page, COVID Vaccine Experience, Good, Bad, Neutral. And you can take a look and see what's there when you get your COVID vaccine. I'd love to have you post what it was like. If it was a piece of cake, please put that down. If you had a side effect, put that down. Would like to know. Maybe this could be a data set that the CDC could later use. Probably not, but at least the public, you know, hopefully is putting proper, you know, they're hopefully putting, shall we say, honest experiences there. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.